Hi, welcome or welcome back to the Faith Talks podcast. I'm your host, Deborah, and I'm a faith-based content creator. I make content sharing all about my journey with God to encourage you on your journey with Him, to let you know that you're not alone in what you're going through. There's a space for you. We're in this together. It's not easy, but yeah, you're not alone. So welcome. Welcome to the podcast. It is such a blessing to have you here. I hope that you're doing good, that you're feeling good whenever you're listening to this, wherever you're listening to this. And if you're not doing so great, then please know that the Lord sees you. He's right beside you. No tear that you've cried, no prayer that you've prayed has gone unnoticed. Please know that. And this too shall pass in the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray for the Holy Spirit to be your comforter, to be with you, to shower you in God's perfect love for you. Because from that love, things start to change. Things change when you operate from God's love for you. So yeah, I just pray that over you before we start. And now we're going to get into today's Faith Talks episode, where we're going to be talking about being honest with God. Through this episode, I really want to encourage you to be honest with your Heavenly Father. And I don't just mean honest about the surface level, the light emotions, but I mean honest with the really tough and heavy emotions, not just towards things that are happening in your life, but mainly the tough emotions that we can experience towards God. Disappointment. Maybe you're feeling very disappointed because you're not where you thought you would be by this age, or maybe you're just experiencing sadness and a lot of grief, or doubt, even doubt in your faith, doubt in your belief in God. Let's address those things. Let's talk about them, because this is not talked about enough. And let me tell you through scripture how God feels about this and what He wants you to do with these things. I want to start off by mentioning Psalm 139. If you have not read it, I want to encourage you to read it, because this verse or this psalm is all about how God knows you. He knows you inside out. He knows your thoughts before you think them. That's what it says in Psalm 139, verse 2. God knows you so well. These emotions that we sometimes find so hard to mention and to address and to bring to the feet of Jesus, He knows. He already knows that you're dealing with these things, that you're struggling with maybe anger or, again, disappointment towards God. He knows that you're dealing with it. But I think that the worst thing we can do with these things is tuck them away as if they don't exist, as if they're not there, to kind of fool ourselves and to try to fool God. But where we can fool people, because they can't see what's going on the inside, we cannot fool God. We are see-through to Him. He knows every single thing about you. He knows everything. Let's just imagine a scenario. Imagine if you're a parent, this is your kid, or for us who don't have kids, it could be your best friend or somebody that you just love so much. This is about somebody that you love a lot. You love this person, okay? You find out through somebody else that this person is struggling with something very significant, something heavy, and they haven't told you yet. And you don't want to confront them about this. You want them to tell you themselves. So you go up to them one day and you kind of bring up the subject, but you don't mention it specifically, but you just ask like, oh, how are things going? How is everything going with this, the area that they're struggling with? And imagine if their response is, oh yeah, everything is fine. Like, yeah, all good. And they change the subject. Wouldn't you feel hurt that this person that you love so much, that you have a relationship with, hasn't told you the truth of what they're struggling with, of what they're dealing with, even though it might be hard to hear? At least you'll be able to offer your help. You'll be able to be there. Them not telling you what they're struggling with shows some kind of mistrust. It shows that there's a lack of trust in your relationship. They don't trust you. Now you feel like you can't trust them because they're not letting you in. It does not feel nice at all when there's somebody that you love so much, you know something that they don't know you know, but they also don't tell you themselves. It doesn't feel nice. That is how I imagine God must feel with us when we try to shove things under the carpet that He already sees we're dealing with. He already knows that you're struggling with disappointment, with doubt, with anger towards Him, towards other people, towards life, wherever you feel these emotions. God knows that you're experiencing them. As a father, that must hurt. He wants a relationship with Him is an intimate one. He wants to have an intimate relationship with you. How can you have an intimate relationship with someone if there are parts that you're not letting them into? Somebody in the Bible who was so honest with the Lord. And I find it really funny to read through this book of the Bible. It's Psalm. So the verse that I mentioned before, Psalm 139, is written by David. I'm speaking about David. He was very honest with the Lord, and God called him a man after his own heart. He was a man after God's own heart. David was a man of God. He stood strong in his relationship with the Lord, but he also wrestled with so many emotions, and reading through Psalm really allows you to see that. One Psalm, it starts off with, Lord, how could you do this to me? And like kind of a cry for despair, like, when are you going to come to help? When are you going to come to rescue? And then it either ends, or the next Psalm begins with, but Lord, you are faithful. You love me so much. We are made in your image. Like, it's like he's going through these ups and downs of emotions. And I think it's so beautiful that he's so raw and honest with what he's feeling. And for him to be called the man after God's own heart shows that our Heavenly Father openly welcomes our emotions, every single emotion, confusion, doubt, unbelief, anger, whatever it is, towards whoever we feel it, including him. In Psalm 51, verse 17, it reads, my sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. So our broken spirits, our contrite heart, which means a heart full of repentance, a heart that wants to repent, that feels remorse for what they have done, an honest, broken heart and spirit will not be despised by the Lord. We are safe in his hands. How can he heal us? How can he start to deal with these heavy things in our lives if we don't open the door, if we don't let him in? Jesus is a gentleman. You can see that in the verse where it says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. It starts with us. We have to draw near first, then the Lord will draw near as well. It is that gentleman posture that he has, that he would never force his love on any of us. We have to make that choice ourselves. We need to let the Lord in. We have to say, God, this part of my heart is ugly. This is an ugly part right here. I myself am scared of facing these emotions, but that's why I need you and I want you to come in. It just shows that intimacy. It shows that we recognize that we need our Savior, right? We need Jesus. We cannot do these things alone. And when you open that door to these broken parts of your life, you're humbling yourself under the authority of Jesus Christ. You're letting him know, I need your help. I can't do this alone. You are welcome in these parts, as ugly as they are, as much as I'm struggling to face them. Help me. You're welcome in this too. So I uploaded a video on Wednesday where I was speaking about the spiritual warfare that I've been experiencing over the past few weeks. And I just shared that I had to sit down and be honest with the Lord at one point, because I was running away from what I was feeling. But I sat down and I was honest and I said, I feel lost. I feel lost in my life right now. And I was like, that's so hard to admit, because aren't I supposed to be found in you, Jesus, as a believer? We're found in Christ, so why am I feeling lost? But me being honest about that allowed the Lord to kind of unpack what was going on. Okay, you're feeling lost. Thank you for letting me in here. Now, let's discuss, why are you feeling this way? What seed has been planted in your heart that has allowed you to feel lost? Whatever emotion we're dealing with, until we address it, we can't start unpacking it. If you don't address the fact that you're angry with God, if you don't sit with that, you're not going to find the root of that problem. If you leave it there, I'm angry with God, but I'm going to shove it underneath the carpet. Okay, well, that anger is going to stay there. It's going to stay, and it's going to stay in different areas of your life. But as soon as you sit down with it, Lord, I feel angry with you. Okay, why? Why are you feeling angry with me? Let me lead you towards this piece of scripture. Let me show you this. It's so supernatural how, as soon as you're honest and open about these emotions, God is going to start revealing things to you in the natural. Certain people are going to bring up certain conversations. You're going to start seeing certain things that relate to that emotion, but also scripture. Certain scripture is going to stand out to you. It's as soon as we open the door to these emotions for Jesus to come in that he can start healing us from them. If we keep the door closed, How is he going to come in? It's going to be that forbidden room in our heart that he's not allowed into, when again, he wants your full trust. He wants that full intimate relationship with you. He wants to help you deal with that stuff so it won't torment you anymore. These emotions torment every single area of our lives. We're going to feel angry towards God in different areas of our lives. So yeah, I just want to specifically mention doubt real quick, because I think that's the seed of so many emotions that we can feel towards God. And I guess that in this episode, I'm specifically talking about those emotions that we feel towards the Lord. Also towards other people, of course. But I think the ones that we feel towards our Heavenly Father are ones that we don't talk about enough. When we do feel disappointed towards him, when we do feel angry towards him, when we do feel grieved and sad and we don't understand certain things. I said this in Wednesday's video, that there's always a seed as to why we feel these things. I don't know, in my experience, doubt is always involved somewhere. We feel disappointed because our lives didn't turn out the way we thought it would. So we doubt that God has our best intentions at heart. And then from that doubt is where that disappointment comes. I just want to mention Matthew 18 verse 3 to 4, where it says, "And he said," so this is about Jesus speaking, "truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." We mention this verse quite a bit in church when it comes to faith. Have childlike faith. True. Kids, to them, the world is their oyster. Keep that childlike faith. But I just want to mention it in the context of doubt. Kids question everything, everything. When you ask a kid to do the dishes, they say, "Why?" "Because otherwise we won't have clean plates." "Why?" "What do you mean, why? If they're dirty, we don't have clean plates to eat from." "Okay, why?" Like, they just go on. I remember I used to be an au pair years ago, so I was looking after kids, and my head would be hurting because at one point it's like, I can't explain this any further. What do you mean, why? Just take it as the truth. But just that childlike posture of questioning everything. Kids don't just take things as they are. And I think we need to start implementing this with our doubts. Question your doubts. I was in church a little while ago and they spoke about this, about questioning your doubts. When you sit down and you ask, "Why am I doubting the goodness of God?" "Because I thought I would be married by now and I'm not." "Okay, let's unpack this. So I am disappointed because God did not follow the plan I had for my own life." And this is where things will really start to get loose, when you question your doubts. Why are you feeling this way? Why are you doubting the existence of God in your life right now? Let's mention that. I've had those thoughts and I had to sit with them because I felt guilty for having those thoughts. That's where the enemy comes. Don't you dare feel this way. Don't you dare feel doubt. Don't you dare feel these emotions, because he doesn't want us to unpack things. He wants us to feel guilty about it. It's like, okay, it's true. I'm not going to go near that. But that's where that poisonous effect comes in, where it starts to affect areas of our lives. If you don't sit around the table with Jesus to dig through that doubt, it's going to be a poison in everything that he has for you, in everything he wants to do in your life. Sit with your doubt and question it. Jesus is encouraging us to be like kids in the way that we think, but also in our questioning. Ask the Lord. It wasn't until I was honest about being lost that God started to show me things about, "Come to me then. If you feel lost, why are you still touching in the dark in the world? Like, should I go this way? What do I do in my career? What about my finances?" It's like, I bet Jesus is watching us like touching in the dark like this. And we can't see, when he's just there like, "I already told you, come to me. Come to me and I will guide you. Come to me if you're feeling lost and I will sort it out. If you're dealing with doubts, come. I can take them. No emotion is too heavy or too scary for God to deal with. Are you kidding me? He's not scared of your emotions, not at all. I was speaking to a friend a while ago and she's not a believer. And we were talking about, I don't even remember what, but Jesus came up. And I just made a comment to her. I was like, "Do you know that Jesus loves you so much?" And she said, she kind of laughed and she was like, "Well, I doubt he will love me after everything I've said about him." And that broke my heart, because I was like, he loves you regardless of that. None of us are perfect, but that's the point, that Jesus loves us so much, regardless of what we've done, what we've said, what we think. He's not afraid. He's not scared of our emotions. And with my friend, I really prayed that little conversation. It was very short, but that planted a seed. Me mentioning Jesus loves you so much. I think I said that Jesus loves you just as much as he loves me. Because in a way, she could look at my life and be like, well, you're doing all of these things. You're a Christian and he must love you more maybe. But I'm like, he loves you just as much as he loves me, girl. That's the point. None of us deserve it. With that, I just want to say that God is not afraid of your emotions. He welcomes them. They need a place as well. These heavy emotions that we deal with, they need a place. And doesn't the word of God say, cast your anxieties, cast everything onto me. We all know about the book of Job, because we can relate to that so much, can't we? When things just go south and we're like, what's going on? But I find it so fascinating that towards the end of that Bible book, God says that Job was right in everything he said, whereas his friends were wrong. And I just think that shows that rawness, that even though Job was like, Lord, what's going on? What are you doing? He didn't curse God. He never came to that point, right? That's the whole point of the story, that no matter what happened, Job held on to his faith in the Lord, but he did question things. He was like, are you really just? Do you really have my best interests at heart if all of these things were happening? So he was very much wrestling with his doubts and the circumstances, and he was confused, and I bet he was feeling lost, everything that we feel. But for God to say that he was right kind of shows again that he welcomes all the emotions that Job felt, that questioning that Job did of like, well, Lord, are you really just? Then why is this happening? And what's going on here? From that questioning, that line of questioning, God said, where were you when you laid the foundations of the earth? Where were you when the stars came into motion? When I said, let there be light, when I breathed life into humans, where were you? So in a way, that was kind of that answer of like majesty that God answers us with. But yeah, that line of questioning was not rebuked and despised by God. God will not despise a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. He will not despise it. He welcomes it. All of us as humans deal with doubt, disappointment, guilt, anger. There's so many emotions that hit us on the daily. But the most important thing is that with those, with the ugly ones, just as much as with the good ones, you can run to your Father in heaven, to your dad. He welcomes you with open arms. Again, going back to that scenario that I mentioned, when you know a friend is dealing with something, but they don't tell you, that hurts. As your Father, he cares about you. He cares about these things that torment you. He cares about the things that the enemy tries to distract you with, tries to throw you off with, but it's not until you run to him with these things that you can start to become strong. Look at C.S. Lewis. He was an atheist his whole life. He questioned everything. I'm currently reading through Mere Christianity, and it's so incredible to hear that through his questioning, he's now able to present so many facts and really stand on his truth. It's so fascinating to read through. If you're dealing with doubts in your relationship with God, I can really recommend that book, Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis. But yeah, a lot of atheists later become very strong in faith because they know the thought patterns of someone who doubts. They know the questions that a doubting person is going to ask. And because of those questions you ask in doubt, they are able to have the answers to those doubts. Does that make sense? When you question your doubts, the answers you're going to get to those questions are going to be a testimony to other people. They're going to be your strong points in your relationship with God. You can stand on those very strong and firm because God proved himself to be true. Anyways, that's it for today's Faith Talks episode. I really pray that this has been a blessing for you. And I would like to pray over you if you would allow me for these emotions. So please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, dear Dad, we come before you today, myself and every single person on the other side of this screen. Lord, we ask you to help us let you in. Help us to open the door to these quote-unquote ugly emotions that we experience. Will you let us know through your comfort, the comfort of your Holy Spirit, that you welcome us, that you love us just as much with these ugly emotions as you do with the good ones? Our relationship with you will only intensify as we let you into these parts of our lives also. Will you help us dig through these things? Will you help us question our doubts so we can stand more firm on our faith and our relationship with you? And Father, I pray that you will reveal yourself to every single person who is deciding right now to open that door to you. You will never leave us standing in the cold. It might be a tough process to go through, but Lord, you're with us every single step of the way. Will you make your presence known? Will you make your children alert to your movements, Father? And I pray for your comfort and your peace that surpasses all understanding. You are our best friend. You are our Father. You want that intimate relationship with us. Father, we let you in. We say yes to you, Jesus. You are welcome here. All of this I pray over your children in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You are covered. You are covered in prayer, so you can head into this week ahead knowing that the Lord is with you. And I'm excited. I'm excited as all of us are going to start to walk in new healing journeys in 2024. So thank you so much for tuning into today's Faith Talks episode. I pray that this has been a blessing for you. It's been a blessing for me to have you here. I thank the Lord for you. Thank you for being here. And yeah, I'll be back again next week for a new episode. Maybe this time that's what I get.